Now we are going to spend a little time exploring gratitude. Resting your hands on your knees or lap, whichever is more comfortable. The back gently straight, arms and shoulders relaxed. A little tuck to the chin to make sure your neck is stretched out and relaxed. You can drop your gaze in front of you or simply allow your eyes to gently close. Bringing your attention to the physical sensations of the breath. This might be the rise and fall of your stomach or chest, or even the sensation of the breath passing through your nostrils. What is gratitude? Is feeling grateful a duty or a pleasure? Why do some people seem to be more grateful and appreciative than others? Does gratitude depend on being fortunate, for example, receiving a gift or enjoying a special occasion? There are people who can be grateful even in the most difficult circumstances, irrespective of what life brings them. Is gratitude something that arises spontaneously, or is it an emotion that can be intentionally cultivated? What is the link between gratitude and happiness? The 16 guidelines define gratitude as the ability to acknowledge and repay the kindness of others. Sometimes it can be straightforward to acknowledge the kindness of another person. For example, when they encourage us or give us good advice. At other times, gratitude involves making an effort to acknowledge how much we depend on others. That neither our homes nor jobs, the food we eat, or even the very bodies we have could exist without external input and support. As the poet John Donne said, "No man is an island." From this perspective, gratitude is something very natural and logical, rooted in our interdependence with other living creatures and with the environment. What does gratitude mean to you? Do you know someone who regularly expresses gratitude and appreciation? Bring them to mind and bring to mind all their different good qualities. Are they in a good situation right now? Or are they making the most of a difficult situation? How does their ability to be grateful affect the way they are? Are they someone you enjoy being with? Do they inspire you to become more grateful? Cultivating the habit of being grateful or thankful builds positive relationships, reduces anxiety, and even boosts our immune system. Being grateful doesn't cost anything, and is something we can do in any place or at any time, even in challenging situations. However, we often miss these opportunities to be grateful because we don't take the time to stop, look, and listen. Let's look at a method for doing this. Start by lifting your eyes or opening them if they've been closed, and let them settle on something you are wearing. It could be your shoes, an item of clothing or jewelry, or a wristwatch. Choose one object and examine it as carefully as you can, as if you are seeing it for the first time. Notice every detail of its appearance. Why do you wear this? How did you acquire it? Does it have a practical purpose? Does it make your life more comfortable or more enjoyable? Consider the people who are involved with creating this object, taking each of its parts in turn. Think about the people who made it. Think about the people who designed it. Think about the people who taught those people how to make the design. Bring to mind their parents, partners, and children, or other people who enabled them to play their part in creating this object for your use. Now, think about the different materials that make up this object. Where does each material come from? Who was involved in gathering or creating each of these materials and then transporting them? Bring to mind their parents, partners, and children, and all the people who enabled them to play their part in bringing this object to you for your use. Allow your imagination to run, making the connection with all the different people who have enabled you to wear and make use of this object today. Is it logical to feel some gratitude and appreciation towards them? Is it possible for you to feel gratitude and appreciation? Now, shift your gaze to something from the natural world. Perhaps a vase of flowers, or a plant in the room, or the view from the window, a tree or a patch of grass. If you can't actually see anything from the natural world, just bring something to mind instead. Choose one object and examine it as carefully as you can, as if you were seeing it for the first time. Notice every detail of its appearance. If you can split this natural object into its components, in the case of a flower, this might be its roots, stem, leaves, petals, and so forth. How did each component of this natural object come about? What were the extraordinary chemical processes that caused it to grow in exactly this way? If it came from a seed, what were the conditions, such as rain, sun, earth, and so forth, that enabled the seed to flourish? How did the seed itself come about? Again, investigate as deeply as you can. Allow your imagination to run, making the connection with all the different causes and conditions that have allowed this natural object to come into being. What would our life be like if there were no natural objects such as this? if there were no trees, no grass, no flowers, no vegetables, no minerals, no earth, no sky, and no sea? Would it be possible for the human race to survive without the support of the natural world? Is it logical to feel some gratitude and appreciation towards the planet that sustains us? Is it possible for you to feel gratitude and appreciation? If you found this exercise helpful, you might like to make a habit of it. Whenever you have a spare moment, allow your eyes to rest on an object, natural or man-made, and reflect on all the different people and processes that have helped to bring it into your life. The poet William Blake spoke about our precious capacity to see a world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower, to hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. The more we choose to acknowledge our interdependence with other living creatures and with the environment, the more we will taste the nourishing and transformative power of living gratefully. May the practice of gratitude enrich your life and the lives of those around you.